The new law, being enforced for the first time, requires a voter to show a valid photo ID that includes his or her name exactly as it appears on the election department's registration list. The senator's driver's license included her maiden name, Wendy Russell Davis. Her voter registration card listed her as Wendy Davis.
I was required to sign an affidavit demonstrating that I am the person who is on the voter registration card.
Davis says she's concerned that women who've married or divorced and have changed their last names will have to go home and bring back additional documentation, like marriage or divorce certificates.
That's my greatest concern, that women will show up to vote, they'll be turned away because they don't have that documentation, and that women will be disenfranchised as a consequence of the interpretation of the voter ID law as it's been applied.
Tarrant County Election Supervisor Steve Rayburn says that shouldn't happen. He says Davis had to simply initial a box next to her name on the voter rolls. Rayburn says election judges are trained to look for additional verification on the voter ID that's presented if a woman's last name has changed significantly.
Even changes of name for whatever reason, marriage, divorce, what have you, they can even use things like the address and the date of birth and the photo to verify the identity. So, you know, we're not expecting any difficulties.
Concern about how the new law affects women has gained traction now that Davis is in the race for governor. Her leading Republican opponent, Greg Abbott, supports the voter ID law and his attorney general appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold it when a federal court blocked its implementation. Davis, like most Democrats at the legislature, opposes the photo ID requirement, claiming it makes it more difficult for seniors and low-income Texans, as well as women, to vote. Republicans have denied that they're trying to keep likely Democrats from casting ballots. They say they want to reduce fraud, even though there's little evidence of voter impersonation at the polls. Statewide, the Secretary of State's office says it has not received any reports of voters being required to provide additional documentation because of names that don't match. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.